माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजनावल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोधानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत श्री श्रीमय अभय चरणारविंद श्रीलेसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन बीपीटी संस्थापक आचार्य शील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती महाराज की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य शिल हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की नवद्वीप जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की श्री महाशिवरात्रि महामहोत्सव की। All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Verse Number 6. सवै पुंसान परो धर्मो यतो भक्तिरधोक्षजे अहैतुकीयप्ति हता ययात्मा सुप्रसीदति सवै पुंसान परो धर्मो यतो भक्तिरधोक्षजे अहैतुकी अप्रतिहता ययात्मा सुप्रसीदति। माताजी Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The supreme occupation, dharma, for all humanity is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendental Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self. Purport. In this statement, Shri Suta Goswami answers the first question of the sages of Naimisharan. Sages asked him to summarize the whole range of revealed scriptures and present the most essential parts so that fallen people or the people in general might easily take it up. The Vedas prescribe two different methods of occupation for human beings. One is called Pravritti Marga, or path of sense enjoyment, another is called Nivritti Marga, the path of renunciation. The path of enjoyment is inferior, and the path of sacrifice for the supreme cause is superior. Material existence of the living entity is a diseased condition of actual life. Actual life is spiritual existence, or Brahma-bhuta existence, where life is eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge. Material existence is temporary, illusionary, and full of miseries. There is no happiness at all. There is just a futile attempt to get rid of miseries, and temporary cessation of miseries is falsely called as happiness. Therefore, the path of progressive material enjoyment, which is temporary, miserable, and illusionary, is inferior. But devotional service to the Supreme Lord, which leads one to eternal, blissful, and all-cognizant life, is called superior quality of occupation. This is sometimes polluted when mixed with inferior quality. For example, adoption of devotional service for material gain is certainly an obstruction to the progressive path of renunciation. Renunciation or abnegation for ultimate good is certainly a better occupation than enjoyment in diseased condition of life. Such enjoyment only aggravates the symptom of the disease and increases its duration. Therefore, devotional service to the Lord must be pure in quality, that is, without the least desire for material enjoyment. One should therefore accept the superior quality of occupation in the form of devotional service to the Lord, without any tinge of unnecessary desire, fruitive activities, and philosophical speculation. This alone can lead one to perpetual solace in his service. We have purposefully denoted dharma as occupation because the root meaning of dharma is that one sustains, that which sustains one's existence. A living being's sustenance of existence is to coordinate his activities with his eternal relation with the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. Krishna is the central pivot of living beings, and he is the all-attractive living entity or eternal form amongst all living beings or eternal forms. Each and every living being has his eternal form in the spiritual existence, and Krishna is the eternal attraction for all of them. Krishna is the complete whole, and everything else is his part and parcel. The relation is one of the servant and the served. It is transcendental and is completely distinct from our experience in material existence. Relation of servant and the served is the most congenial form of intimacy. One can realize it as devotional service progresses. Everyone should engage himself in that transcendental loving service of the Lord, even in the present conditioned life of material existence. This will gradually give one the clue to actual life and please him to complete satisfaction. Om Akyanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोवृष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं प्रति स्वपदात्कम्। अहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीयुतं सागरजातां सहगणनाथान्वितं तं सचिवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं हरिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदा सहगणाश्रीशकांश। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी शुभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। सो वी वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर द श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास ऑन ओकेजन ऑफ महाशिवरात्रि and seeking blessings of all the devotees. First time I could say the verse very correctly while reciting the class, because this is one of the verses I think which all of us have been reciting in ISKCON or heard in ISKCON, and whenever we hear Srila Prabhupada's lecture we hear him talking about this verse. So let me just go word by word before we discuss it further. The first line of the verse says, Savai Punsam. By this, it is meant that whatever is being spoken is for the entire mankind. Punsam, for the mankind. Not restricted to the country of India, not restricted to any particular community, not restricted to any particular region, okay, not restricted to the sages of Naimisharanya or the place where Sukhdev Goswami was speaking. Okay, so mankind means it is for everyone. We have a natural tendency to develop hatred towards particular sections in the community. Like for example, some virus comes from a particular country, we start hating that country. And I had seen the whole internet was full of hatred messages for that particular country. Or our neighboring country attacks us, we start writing against that country, that this country is horrible and all. I was also conditioned to do that. And then in the social network, I realized I had so many friends who were nice devotees from all the neighboring countries of India. And then I was thinking that how they must be feeling in their heart. Okay, the virus has come from their country, or their country has attacked our country, or there are some intruders from their country who are coming into our country, or maybe they have taken some part away from our country, whatever it is. When we express hatred for them, then we are shunning them, you know, from this treasure of Srimad Bhagavatam. When the Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken, it was not spoken for Indians. It was spoken by this verse for the mankind. So whoever is man, whoever is human being, he may be in any country, he may be of any religion, he may be a terrorist also, but this Bhagavatam is actually meant for the entire mankind. That is Savai Punsam. Para Dharma. You know, the para, sublime, and dharma, occupation. Srila Prabhupada has been, you know, so diligent in writing each and every word which he used to say that has been dictated by Krishna. So, therefore, the most perfect words have been used. The supreme most occupation. You know, occupation, you know, dharma getting translated as occupation. So we cannot understand this, how dharma is occupation. One of the Srila Prabhupada's disciple who was translating Srila Prabhupada's English to, I think, Odia language. And he showed it to one of the Vedic pandits, the translation. And when he went through the whole translations of each and every verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, he handed over it back to the disciple of Srila Prabhupada and he said, "This is fabulous. I understand that somebody has dictated this. Somebody has dictated this. Otherwise, the most perfect word. Like me, whenever I am translating from Sanskrit English to Sanskrit, Sanskrit English, I may search for a most perfect word. Here, every word is perfect. Occupation. So here there is parodharma. Gita, Krishna speaks about paradharma. That we should not be engaging in paradharma. Srimad Bhagavatam is the postgraduate study of Bhagavad Gita. So what not a paradharma, so what? So parodharma, that is what is mentioned here. Para is something, somebody else, like there is parastri. So one should not be associating with parastri. One should not be associating with paradharma. Our dharma basically is chanting. And during chanting especially we experience this, that our mind, because it is materially conditioned, it has a natural tendency to go for paradharma, to go somewhere else. And paradharma, not only other person's occupation, engaging in sense gratification. And that's why the chanting doesn't act on us. There was one sadhu who had a disciple, a very rich man, and somehow all his factories in the villages got closed. So he came to Guru and he said, "Sir, I don't have any money. Can you help me?" So the Guru, he gave him a touchstone. He said, "You have lot of big, huge metal vessels. So you take this touchstone, convert all it into gold, and your life will be again, you know, you will be rich again. And give me the touchstone back." So after 1 month, this person never came back. So then the Guru went to this disciple's, wherever his factory was. And he said, "What happened? You never gave." He said, "I am still poor. That touchstone didn't work and all." So he said, "Where is the touchstone?" He said, "I just threw it in one of the vessels, huge vessels, and it never turned into gold. So I lost faith. So I did not, do any further efforts." So he said, "Which vessel you can show me?" So then he showed a huge metal vessel. So Guru said, "Please get a ladder." So he climbed the ladder. And then he climbed into the ladder and when he looked inside the huge vessel, he realized because the factory was closed, it had lot of cobwebs. So many cobwebs that the touchstone was lying hanging in between somewhere. He said, because the touchstone has not touched the vessel, it will convert it into gold only when it will touch. You should allow it to touch. Only then it will convert. So all of us, we keep on thinking that why holy name is not converting me into a nice devotee, into a pure devotee. That is because so many cobwebs are there in the heart and we are daily increasing it by our own sense gratification. And all that desires for sense gratification which we are holding on to, which we are not ready to release, that hope that I may get some material happiness someday, because of that, those cobwebs, this touchstone of the holy name is not able to touch our heart to purify it. Of course, some purification does happen even if we continue with our conditioned way of chanting, and slowly, slowly, gradually we will get purified. But if you remove those cobwebs, you know, like we have this famous example of a man holding on to a tree and shouting, release me, release me. That is what our condition is. We are not ready to give up our material desires, and that is why that's the obstruction between us into progressing into devotional service. When we talk about occupation in this material world, there are so many different occupations, and I was just searching that what all occupations people do. We know normally occupation means going to office at 9 o'clock, coming back at 5 o'clock, or going to a shop, opening it in the morning, afternoon, taking some rest. This is our concept of occupation, or in village life, a farmer going to a farm. But in this world nowadays, we have reached a point where people are doing so crazy occupations. Like, for example, there is something called as a professional sleeper. You know, he is paid for sleeping into various rooms of a hotel. A hotel is built, and these professional sleepers are called. So then they sleep in all the different rooms, and then they give feedback. In this room, sleep is more peaceful. In our temple also, we can tell that corner sleep is better. This here place, we can sleep very nicely. Of course, if you call a professional sleeper, he can give a better guidance to all of you on where to sleep exactly. There are dry paint watchers, you know. Once the painting is done, the whole day they keep on sitting, and then they check how the shades of painting, as it becomes dry, how they change, and then they give their comments on that. There is something called as a full-time Netflix viewer. You know, there is a profession, Netflix, the various channels, these video channels, they pay them, and their only job is to full-time view it and then, you know, give comments and their feedbacks and reviews. There is a professional profession called in Japan, which people are called as oshias. They are called as train pushers. You know, because Japan, the trains are so packed that there are professional train pushers. So at the end, when the last person is not ready to go, they'll push him and lock the train. Such kind of jobs are there. There are professional mourners also, because people don't cry, so then they call. The professional mourner, you call them, and then they cry loudly. Atmosphere is created that somebody is died, and then there is something called as a snake milker, whose job is to collect venom from the snake. You know, we talk about occupation. There is a dog food tester. You know, we have to give food to the dog, but dog cannot give us feedback that whether it was good or not. So there is a dog food tester who will taste the food, and then he will tell that, okay, a dog may like it or dog may not like it. Human beings are as good as dogs nowadays, so they can tell better. There are odor judges, there are maramite testers, where yeast-like substance is there. Which, and, you know, the number one in the odd occupations is a scuba diving pizza delivery man. In Florida, there is an underwater hotel. And then, from that underwater hotel, you order a pizza from outside. And then that person comes on the shore with a pizza, carrying it through a watertight case, and you can see him getting your pizza. and then he'll come and deliver the pizza underwater. You know, such kind of things people are doing. Normally, occupation we say as vyavasay, Hindi, Marathi, vyavasay. In Mumbai language, they call it kamdanda. And once we become devotees, they ask us, ki tumko koi kamdanda nahi hai kya? Rather, this verse is the verse which tells us ki humko bataye ki supreme kamdanda is devotional service. Agar koi humko bolte ki kamdanda, ne bole, humare founder acharya ne yahan pe likha hai. Supreme most occupation is this. Yatha bhaktir, these two words. All of us came into bhakti, and in the initial days of bhakti, we were told that there are 9 processes of devotional service: shravana, kirtan, smaran, paaj, seven, archanam, one. And we were so excited about it that I will do this. I'll come to the temple, do shravan, I will do kirtan, smaran, paaj, seven, archanam, dasyam, sakhyam. Srila Prabhupada has very rarely translated bhakti as devotion. Every time he talks about bhakti, he writes the word devotional service. It is service. Because our institution cannot run without service. So, to every component, he has added many things. When we hear of Shravan, for us Shravan means hearing Bhagavat or hearing the holy name we are chanting. Along with that, we have to do hearing of the court cases also. That is also devotional service. Hearing of the renovation sound and construction sound which we don't like, but that is also for the pleasure of the Lord. Kirtanam for us means doing kirtan, sitting before the Lord, taking the harmonium and singing. Srila Prabhupada talked about the Brahat Mrudanga, the books to be distributed. That is also kirtan, that is also sankirtan. So in our ISKCON, we say that I went for sankirtan. It has two meanings. I went for chanting and for distributing books also. So that is also sankirtan. Our acharyas, they used to feel that whenever the books used to be printed, the sound of the printing press used to appear like sankirtan to them. For us, we will get so irritated that printing press sound. There was a printing press there on the top in our temple only. Some other external printer was there. And we used to get so irritated with that sound. But printing devotional material. Smaranam for us means remembering Krishna. When you talk about devotional service, smaranam means remembering our seva also, that I have rajbhog to do. You know, many times it happens, kone, band nahi hua, wo kidhar hai, uska mobile nahi lag raha hai. Then somebody goes, takes bath and comes. So smaranam means you have to remember our seva also. Smaranam in management means you have to remember the seva of others also. And keep on reminding them, smaranam. Mera smaran hai, tumko bhi smaran karao. Like for example, 2 days back, before the Bhagavatam, they send a reminder to us that aapka class hai. That is also devotional service, smaranam. They are the remembering and they are making me also remember. Because we have gone through all the mismanagements. Many times, you know, we used to have previously mails been sent, then that devotee used to come for dressing and used to say, ki nahi, mujhe to mail mila hi nahi, maine dekha hi nahi, and there was SMS system and all those things. So now we have come to devotional service. Smaranam means remember the Lord, remember your service, reminds others of their service also. Pada Sevanam means where we say Lakshmi ji, who was doing Pada Sevanam. Pada Sevanam also means for us, serving our senior devotees. Okay? Serving devotees, making arrangements for their stay. The building which is built in GEV, being built in GEV, it may be very painful for some devotees or their construction happening and all, but that is actually Pada Sevanam.
So Srila Prabhupada has extended this 9 processes of devotional service to us. Archanam, for we think, when we think of Archanam, we just see, think that Archanam means to stand before the Lord and show the lamp and all. Archanam also includes this process, what all these Matajis are doing in the room, in the Gopalji hall. You know, they are making garlands. Archanam is being done by that devotee. When I am coming for chanting every day, I see one brahmachari walking with two empty bags to Grant Road station. He is also involved in Archanam. Those people who go for getting sabji and that whole cooking, because it's making those schedules for deity worship, making schedules for deity room cooking, everything is Archanam. Vandanam means we bow before the Lord. But when we are running a temple, we have to bow before the representatives of the Lord also. So many public authorities may come, some official may come, some police officer may come, some municipal officer may come, and we have to do vandanam to them also. Sometimes we feel very odd that if a politician is belonging to a particular party which we don't like, and then he comes to the temple and then we have to do. You know, I had so many issues with this. So one devotee very nicely said that whenever we bow to somebody, we should always remember that we are bowing down to the Paramatma in that person's heart. Krishna is there in the heart. So never feel, wo kaun sa bhi party ka hai. We are doing obeisances to him because Paramatma is there in the heart, so body is like a temple. Dasyam means serving the Lord, and also surrendering before the authority. That's also included in Dasyam. Sakhyam, making the friends with the Lord, with the devotees. And what our Partha Seva department is doing below is also Sakhyam. Trying to, you know, making friends with, we have this concept of friends of ISKCON, who are not exactly, you know, for chanting 16 rounds, but they like to come to temple, they like to donate. So we welcome all of them. It's not that anybody who chants 16 rounds can only come to the temple, or anybody who has some conditioning cannot come. So Sakhyam means giving anyone coming to the temple such a friendly feeling that that person should come, feel like coming again and again. If a person has come to the temple, it's our responsibility. Actually, whoever is staying in the temple is actually like a host. He is the family member of Gopinath. So the person coming from outside is like, he has come here for the first time. So we have to make, we are the ones who are going to connect him to Krishna. Okay, so that's our responsibility. Atmanivedanam, where we say that we surrender everything. Actually, it's like selling ourselves. So, Srila Prabhupada has added these concepts of management, court cases, construction, and renovation to devotional service. Yatho bhaktir adhokshaje. One devotee had written a very nice article that why we call the Lord as adhokshaja. He is beyond our senses. He is transcendental. So he had said main five reasons. There are multiple reasons. He had told why main five reasons why Lord Krishna is called Adhokshaja. He can survive in the tiniest space, like Uttara's womb. Inside the womb he goes and saves. And he can expand himself into a gigantic form as Vamandev. He can have a mouth which opens, which contains all universe. He can have abdomen which can never be tied. So we cannot measure his size. We cannot measure his weight. Trunavarta, when he came to Vrindavan, he saw small baby. He estimated his weight by his calculations. He lifted him up. And then the same baby became so heavy that Trunavarta fell down. So you cannot estimate whether he is light or whether the Lord is heavy. When he jumped on Kaliya's hoods, he started dancing and he became suddenly heavy. So you cannot estimate the weight of the Lord. Same Lord is there in our heart. We don't feel you know, heavy, that such a heavy thing is there inside. Okay. Sometimes we say, I have with a heavy heart, I would say, but you cannot measure, you know, the range of His presence. He's there everywhere. He's there as super soul. He's there in every living entity, in every space. You cannot measure His skill. We know Lord Ram fought with 14,000 Rakshasas at a single time, single-handedly. One person on one side and 14,000 Rakshasas on other side. That is why the Lord is Adhokshajan. We can't measure His mercy also. That how all of us have come to devotional service, how Jagai Madai were delivered. Ahaituki apratihata. Ahaituki is causeless. Our devotional service should be without cause. And one reason our devotional service should be without cause is that we ourselves have come to devotional service without any cause. None of us, you know, were very divine from birth chanting. We came out of our mother's womb and started chanting the Mahamantra. Nothing like that. Okay? We were crying, but not crying out the holy name. So, there was no cause for any one of us to come to devotional service. So, we are even continuing in our bhakti without any cause. Actually, if we see the material desires we have in our heart, and sometimes we are close to the Lord and we are dressing the Lord, we should think that, does Lord need a contaminated person like me serving Him? But that is what is causeless. So our devotional service should be also causeless to Him. Apratihata, unbroken. You know, this, after doing years of devotional service, this word, unbroken, has to be grilled in our minds. Because you know what devotees say? I need a break. No. Many times devotees say, I need a break now. Either they say, I need a break, or they say, I am broken. But apratya is unbroken. So then what we have to do is we have to see to it that we don't break ourselves and we don't break others. Normally a devotee who gets broken, he breaks others also. So therefore, for this unbroken devotional service, this is one of the things we have to do. Is like, for example, when if as people, I don't know, some of you may have gone to a gym. Going to a gym is not advisable. We do Vedic exercises. But those who go to the gym, if that person wants to do exercise in the gym for years together, unbroken way, he has to do it, you know, do the warming up first. All the process has to be followed very nicely. For us, our devotional service to be unbroken, we have to make it melodious. If we don't make our devotional service melodious, it will break. Because we cannot continue devotional service in a dry way for long. We cannot drag ourselves, you know, for a long time. We have to make our devotional service melodious. Sometimes we have to go in the kirtan and dance in a funny way, whatever. We have to be with friends, with devotees very nicely. We, you know, have to gel with people. We have to do some nice masti also, of having nice prasad. Because we have to go a long way. We cannot become artificial renunciants. We cannot become artificial renunciants. You know, we should be doing everything devotional. We should not be doing anything non-devotional. I am not telling that. But we have to bring in some mellow if we want to sustain. Otherwise, you know what happens? If we don't bring that mellow in our devotional service, we start talking about these lines like, I need a break now. I need a break means I am not enjoying day-to-day what I am doing. We have to enjoy the process. You know, whenever I am called for the stress management sessions for medical students, I tell them one thing, that the entire stress will go away if you start loving studies. You start loving studies, then there is no stress. Right now what you have done is you know, this is my studies, that is my torture. And this is my happiness. You know, going for a movie or sitting with my mobile and scrolling. So you have already separated your torture and this is... So then every time you think of study, that becomes a stressful affair for you. So best thing is, you bring mellow in your study. Start studying in a nice way. Kuch to usme mnemonics banao, song banao, dusre ko sunao, you know, and then you start remembering it. That's how I learned, you know, the subject which I teach, human anatomy. It is called as one of the driest subject in the whole medical thing. Ki isse badtar subject koi nahi. Log, you ask any doctor what was the worst subject you studied. He will say human anatomy. Because usme kuch ras hai nahi. Ek to dead bodies pe sab kuch. You know, at least medicine, surgery, the patient is alive talking to you. Either the whole our department, there are dead bodies and us. And then you are working on a dead body. Body is not reacting. And the whole thing is so... So what I did as an experiment is trying to make it melodious for the students. Like, I'll just give a small example of how we can make small things also in life melodious. The capacity of the stomach, when I take these lectures on stomach, the capacity of the stomach at birth, all of us, is 30 ml. Only 30 ml at birth. And that is why in our neighborhood, you must have met across somebody, your sister, your cousin, who gave birth to a child. And when we go to meet them, her eyes are swollen. She says, I am not able to sleep. Why? Because this fellow keeps on getting every 2 hours. Child. Now what happens is, because the child's stomach is only 30 ml. Our test tube in laboratory experiments used to be 10 ml. So it's like 3 test tubes. So 30 ml, and if you see a child, I think brahmacharis may not get a chance to see such a thing, but any small child sleeping in the night, what happens is, he's sleeping and suddenly starts crying. Because that 30 ml has passed ahead. And then the mother wakes up, does the breastfeeding, and moment he gains back his sugar level, he said, like a saint, he will sleep for 2 hours. And after 2 hours, he will... So, you know, then, you know, my students understood, okay, aisa hai ki, we also have heard that the child, you know. Then I tell them the importance of our mother. You know, as we grow up, we ignore our mother. We tell her, mummy, tula kai samjat nahi, tumko kuch samajhta nahi, tu chup bait. You know, and especially after we become devotees, but we have to remember that throughout the 1 year of our first year of life, our mother has got up every 2 hours for feeding us. Then our stomach slowly grows. So when I tell, mix this philosophy with this, the things become melodious for our students. Like, our adult capacity of stomach is 1.5 liters. Okay, but it is very distensible organ, our stomach. So sometimes we have 1.5 liter of food and then we drink water above that 1 liter. So it becomes 2.5 or water. Or suddenly while going out, somebody says, ki Prabhuji, aaj matha hai or lassi hai, to lassi digestion ke liye achcha rehta hai. Humko kya rahe na, kisi ne kuch bataya nahi, digestion ke liye achcha rehta hai, health ke liye achcha rehta hai. Like a deceased person, we immediately, kuch bhi. In our society, I have seen, you just write something good for overall health, good for this thing. So people immediately drink. So 1.5 capacity already bhar gaya hai, wo rajbhog wagara sab kha ke 12 baje. And then above that 1 liter of matha, it becomes 2.5. So that's okay. But every day if we keep on stretching it to 2.5 liters, it permanently becomes 2.5 liters. And then that devotee thinks that tomorrow onwards, I'll skip breakfast. In lunch, I'll have only one roti. Now, 2.5 liters is this much. Usme wo ek roti kidhar, he'll get those hunger pangs. You know, this is how our body is made up of. So, what I have done in our colleges, I have designed all my 60 lectures, which I go, I mean, you see on Tuesdays, Thursday, Saturday, I take darshan and I rush because 8 to 9 I have a lecture in my college. So every topic I have designed in to make it melodious. So why I am telling you to all of you is, you are the ones, preachers over here. One responsibility of the preacher is to make not the lecture melodious. I am not saying that there should be jokes. It's not necessary that we have to be always joking or we search for jokes on internet and then include it. Not that I'm talking that lecture should be melodious or we compromise on our philosophy. We should make the life of those who are with us under our care melodious. That's what the last line of Satchisut Ashtakam was. Kurute surasam jagat jivanam. He makes the life of everyone melodious. So we should become in such a, we should become such a devotee that anybody who comes in contact with us, his life should become melodious. That person should look forward to come to us. You know, he should say that, okay, I love meeting that devotee. You know, it's very easy to criticize a devotee. It's very, you know, correcting a devotee also is such a big art. We cannot be just, you know, correcting a devotee, telling you are doing this something wrong. You know, we have to, you know, go literally into his heart, you know, have a heart-to-heart talk and correct in such a way that he is not hurt. Rather, we should be correcting a devotee in such a way that that devotee should look forward for further corrections. He should feel that, Prabhuji, please, वापस कभी गलती हो गया ना तो मेरे को बोलो. He should not be scared of us. यार ये उसने ना मेरे को ऐसा दिया तो I don't want to leave. Correction ही नहीं चाहिए. मुझे भक्ति ही नहीं चाहिए. That's how people go away. So correction, like for example, during lockdown time, when we opened, there were hardly any people sitting in the temple hall. Brahmacharis and all, everybody, because it was a very scary situation. So whoever used to come, 10 o'clock onwards, the temple used to open. So I used to come at 10 o'clock. And because there was nobody managing the temple hall, and I was the only person chanting for those last 10 days of December, two, three occasions, somebody came and sat here on the Vyasasana. You know, now it becomes such a thing to how to tell a very elderly person. So, you know what I did? I told him, Prabhuji, ye Vyasasan hai. Matlab, yahan pe aap baithenge na, to aapko lecture dena padega. He said, Prabhu, nahi, theek hai, main udhar baju kurchi. And that fellow, he was into so much of laughter, you know. I finished my chanting, but why is he hasta rahega? So I guaranteed that he is not hurt. I had one way of going to him and telling, "Arey, idhar nahi baithne ka, malum nahi kya aapko." So that would have hurt him. He would have said, "How rudely that fellow spoke with me." So what I am saying is that coming to apratihata, that nobody's devotional service should break because of us. Rather, it should be melodious. Yayatma suprasidati. It should completely satisfy the self. Okay? And that's how we'll be completely satisfied. Right now, because we are not completely satisfied, we are looking for happiness here and there outside. In the translation, Srila Prabhupada talks about loving devotional service. Now, in the purport, Prabhupada writes about loving devotional service. So, loving devotional service, in the translation it was written, loving devotional service. So, I was again looking for the word, savai punsa paro dharma. I was thinking, ki ye loving hai kya word kahi pe? There was no word. That is Srila Prabhupada. You know, he has written here, loving devotional service. And we, that's what is our aspiration. So I'll just speak few things about Mahashivaratri and end the class. You know, One of the feature of Lord Shiva, all of us know that he puts ash on the body. And that's how many people from the heavenly planets also had apprehension towards him because that ash. That ash, you know, is a sign of renunciation. You know, to tell us that ultimately all of us are going to turn into ash. And therefore, to teach that to his followers, he puts ash. So you look at ash, what you remember? That this is my destination. This is my destination. People don't realize this word ash also. There was an actress, Aishwarya, so they used to call her Ash, Ash. And I had students who used to tell me, sir, I'm a fan of Ash. And I used to think, hey, ash, so hum log, ash is a sign of renunciation for us, you know, to putting it on our body. And to realize that one day we all are going to turn into ash. Lord Shiva, the flower which he accepts, if you see, the Dhatura flower, the most horrible flower on this earth is Dhatura. Usko smell nahi hai, poisonous hai. In our childhood, all of us must have realized, wo Dhatura plant ke paas mein gaye to bhi, humare elder se mar jayega, to usme poison rehta hai, poison. To hum log wo, Why like this? Because Lord Shiva's mood is that let all the fragrant flowers go to Lord Krishna. And the horrible flowers I will accept. The horrible flowers I will accept. That is a real Vaishnava. You know, he wants everything best, let it go to Krishna. We are exactly opposite. Everything best, let it come to us. Right? You know, especially when that Mahaprasad tray comes out, we look at the tray and we say, the best, usme at least I am like that. Let me confess, I am like that. The best I want. Usme suddenly I see something which is kadwa and all, I said, keep it there. That I don't. This is the mood of a real Vaishnava. Giving best to others and worst for me. Let me give best to others. So he wants all the flowers to be given to Lord Krishna. You can see how Gopinath has been decorated with so many fragrant flowers. And Lord Shiva, Dhatura. He said, Dhatura, the most non-fragrant flower. He is humbled to become the hill in Nandagaon so that, you know, devotees can step upon him and go to take darshan of Lord Krishna. So basically what he does is he is in charge of the worst people. So we have in a school, there are good students and there are horrible students. So the horrible students hai na, uske liye best teacher rakha. Now sometimes the best teacher usko best class nahi dete, bolte ye sab na bahut bekar log hai, ye tum inko handle karo. So the most horrible, the bhutas, pishachas, the Supreme Lord has a plan to liberate them also. So he makes Lord Shiva in charge of them. Lord Shiva, you have to take care of all of them. And he entertains them. You check the Puranas, never you have found a reference where Lord is hitting some bhuta, pishacha, that why are you behaving like that? You know, they are always following with him. They are his fans. And through them, Lord Shiva is taking them to Krishna. Now imagine if we are, you know, put in a, forget about bhuta pishacha, I am talking, you go and manage one class in SFS, Sunday Fun School, small children. It's difficult to manage them. Chup baito, to nobody listening. Bachche, human beings, devotee children, you know. And Lord Shiva is so coolly managing all the bhutas, pishachas and everybody. All his disciples are eccentric, these hardcore disciples. And some of them are creating trouble to the whole world. Still he is, you know, merciful to them. You know, that is what Lord Shiva is telling us, tolerate. You know, when we are cultivating a group of 40 people, 50 people, 100 people, always there are 2-3 notorious guys. Then we feel that why they are there in this congregation. You know, if these 4-5 are out, I can nicely cultivate the whole group. Why they every time come up and disturb everything? That time remember Lord Shiva. His whole group is like that. His whole group is of people creating disturbance. And he is so nicely taking care of them. Because if we nicely take care, people become devotees. Then I'll come to my last story. And that again I take you back to JJ Hospital. Our ragging. We had such horrible ragging experiences. And we used to stay in common rooms. At the end of the lobby, there used to be a common room. And 8 of us students used to be staying in a dormitory-like arrangement. And then somebody used to knock the door. So, you know, that used to sound to us as if koi terrorist aa gaya bahar. You know, because that senior used to come in and whole night rag us. So, hum log aise hi so jate the. You know, aisa dikhane ka ki hum log so hi gaye the. Because next day he is going to ask, are hum log aaye the, darwaja nahi khola. Used to think, we are sleeping. Sometimes it happened that poor hamare mein se hi ek jan rehta tha bahar. Now, how to handle this? So then we designed that we should knock 3 times and say, Bharat Mata Ki Jai. So one day I went to my room after all that ragging was over. I reached 12 o'clock and then I did Bharat Mata Ki Jai. And a senior only opened the door. He said, Aao Bhagat Singh, Aao. And whole night, I was standing on one leg and singing Mere Desh Ki Dharti Sona. But what happened is, because I was treated so badly, I took a vow that I will never do ragging. One of my senior teachers, she used to always tell me, I used to go through a lot of bad experience, Dr. Lopa Mehta, my teacher. So she used to tell me that you in your junior stage have been abused, if you feel you are treated badly. One thing you should do is when you become a senior, you go to that position, you don't do the same thing to others. This is the principle to be followed. If this principle is followed, all our Sas Bahu problems will finish. Why these Sas Bahu problems in India are continuing so long? Because I have gone through this, so my Bahu also has to go through this. So I decided I will never rag. I tried to use this principle of Lord Shiva for preaching. And what I used to do is, I used to go to all the juniors and I used to tell them that my room is available for you for studying. Because they used to be struggling. They never used to reach up to the book also. So much of ragging used to happen. So then my room had become a hub. They used to come, knock my door. I used to get them inside. And in one corner, somebody is studying. Other corner, other person is studying. And I used to go down and get food for them. Because if they go out for dinner again, they will be caught. So I used to take their orders. I used to take the, tera kya masala rice, tera kya hai biryani, tera kya hai palak paneer. So sabka order leke, paisa leke, I used to go to the canteen and get. So they used to feel, yaar, ye aadmi to ye achcha hai. Then I used to tell them, wo Saturday ko hamara program hota hai. They used to come there and sit for the entire program. So, you know, the point I'm trying to make is, if we remain kind to others, as devotees, we inspire them to become nice devotees. And that's what I think if on this Mahashivratri, which is the day Lord Shiva and Parvati got married, if any inspiration we have to take from Lord Shiva, it should be to treat everybody very nicely and kindly, make their life melodious so that they are inspired to take devotional service. Thank you.
Haribol.
Yes.